I'm driving north on Troost from about 75th Street looking for tulips. I don't see too many.
And that says something, because when the Tulips on Troost program began 8 years ago, volunteers planted about 750,000 bulbs, almost a million, all the way from Admiral Boulevard to Bannister Road. Today, only a fraction of them are coming up.
Coming up on the Forest Hill Cemetery. On the east side, there are some beautiful red and white and yellow tulips just popping out.
The program was born out of an effort to make the avenue more attractive, to draw people to a line perceived to divide Kansas City into an east-west racial and economic divide. Institutions like UMKC and Rockhurst are invested in the effort. And you can see that here, outside of Rockhurst. The university has planted more than 30,000 bulbs just this year, creating blankets of red along its sidewalks. Alicia Douglas was one of the first to sign on to the program and Rockhurst University's Director of Community Relations. She recalls the early conversation.
You know, why don't we use tulips to get people to change the conversation about color in general on Troost?
And that's the same question asked by Derwin Rice. He's the guy who had the idea to plant tulips. And he says those first few years, the sprays of flowers were magnificent. He's a decoupage artist who used to have a shop on Troost, and he learned the avenue was named for one of the city's first doctors, a Dutchman. What better way to honor that legacy, thought Rice, than to plant 10,000 of the resilient and uplifting Dutch bulbs.
But we found out very quickly that 10,000 tulips wasn't much at all. That first year we planted 75,000, and it was glorious when they bloomed that next spring.
Rice didn't care that many people called him crazy. He says he got hundreds of volunteers, and many donated cash and bulbs, including thousands from area nurseries. The impact was nothing short of transformative, according to Rice, while support lasted. But in the last couple of years, support has waned, and Rice has recently stepped down from the project. Marty Lee, who is the director of the South Town Council, which administered Tulips on Troost at the beginning, says many community development programs have a natural lifespan.
We don't have the funding to continue doing the Tulips on Troost. I would hope that, again, the businesses might jump in and do that. The institutions continue to do that. And then we'll just move on to the next thing if that doesn't work. There's more projects that can always happen.
Stakeholders like Rockhurst University and Derwin Rice are confident the tulips will survive.
Why would we invest any time in something as ephemeral as a tulip when we've got so many other things to deal with?
And well, what's your answer to that?
My answer to that is my experience that first year.
And even though that splash of spectacular color only lasts a few short weeks, advocates of Tulips on Troost say it's an annual reminder that the avenue is not forgotten. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.